Hello, it's me, Liam again. I'm back to tell you the next part of my story. But first, let's review the main events that took place in the previous episode. Because I performed so successfully as the male lead in a romantic drama, many fans misunderstood that I was dating Belle, the film's main actress. Because of that, the press always tried to dig for information about our private lives. They constantly questioned our real relationship. Realizing that rumors were making me more famous, I deliberately took advantage of Belle's affection to maintain my popularity. But unexpectedly, this action of mine had great consequences. Alula, my girlfriend, was angry and demanded a breakup. While I was trying to explain to her my plan, Belle caught me. As it turned out, she had long known my feelings for her were all fake, but also because of the desire for fame that Belle was willing to continue our play. She even used the evidence that I already had a girlfriend to blackmail me and force me to continue acting like we were lovers in public. Unable to bear that control, I made a plan to get out. I used money to bribe Belle's former manager and get secret information about her. After getting my hands on the proof that Belle was a fake, I quickly called her and requested a meeting. I was excited to think that I could use my new gained information to escape from Belle's control. I could no longer bear her outrageous demands. She turned me into a pawn and used me to maintain her popularity. In front of the public, Belle always presented herself as a weak and delicate person, but in reality, behind that perfect was a cunning and evil person. After a few days of waiting, Belle finally agreed to meet me at our rendezvous. I showed her the evidence I had just gathered and asked the two of us to exchange our secrets in return for our peace. I promised not to reveal those things to the press. In return, Belle would have to release me. I really wanted to put an end to the fake drama that both of us were putting on in front of the public. Things had gone too far, and I didn't want to continue living in a lie. Belle saw the evidence lying on the table and frowned slightly. Then she quickly calmed down and kept a cold expression. "Agree to my deal, or we'll both be in trouble." I looked Belle in the eye with determination. She was silent for a long time, and then promised to respond in 2 days. Then she quickly got up and left. Although there had not been an official answer from that horrible woman, I was sure I managed to scare her off. I excitedly returned home and waited for the day when Belle had to raise the white flag of surrender. However, once again, I was wrong. I was too naive to think that someone as sinister as Belle could give up so easily. The next morning, I was woken up by a series of calls from my manager. He informed me that Belle was trying to ruin my career. Unexpectedly, that snake was one step ahead of me. She had spread all the evidence that I had a secret girlfriend on social media. Not only that, Belle also held a press conference, telling everyone that I was having an affair and ruining her career. Belle had played the victim card. She cried and begged for everyone's sympathy. Immediately, this news made the public boil. I was denounced as a traitor and became the target of crazy fans. They attacked me on social media and even broke into my home. Not only that, I was also fired by my entertainment company for affecting the company's reputation. As a result, advertising contracts also disappeared. In just a short time, I suddenly had nothing left. My position right then was severely affected. With no other choice, I had to hide for a while so that this scandal could die down. During that time, I quietly researched Belle's background. I wanted to know who this woman really was and find a way to bring her down. But strangely enough, there was no information about Belle's past. She seemed to come from nowhere and suddenly appeared in my life. Until one day, I decided to go to Sam, my friend who was a policeman, to seek help. After the call, Sam asked me to come over to his office so we could discuss this further. While waiting for him to finish his work, I happened to see a wanted warrant for a woman named Ruby. She was described as a psychopath who was obsessed with popularity. Because she wanted to play the lead role, she killed her co-star to take her place. After being arrested, Ruby was sent to a mental institution for treatment. But during a fire, she used the opportunity to escape. When I looked at the woman's identity, I was shocked to realize that the lily tattoo on her arm was exactly the same as Belle's. Immediately, I asked Sam to provide more information about that girl named Ruby. After putting together all the facts, I suddenly discovered that Belle was Ruby, the wanted criminal that the police were looking for. Apparently, after escaping from the mental institution, she had plastic surgery to change her face and asked her ex-manager to fake a new resume. That explained why I couldn't investigate Belle's past and why she craved fame so much. I made an appointment to meet Belle on the top floor of her building. I gave all the evidence to Belle and told her she had lost. Holding the pile of evidence in hand, Belle suddenly became flustered. Her whole body began to tremble, and her eyes glittered with fear. It was the first time I saw Belle react that way. Up until now, she had always maintained the attitude of a superior.
"Very good. It's amazing that you can get these things," Belle tried to calmly talk to me.
"In a few minutes, the police will show up and you will have to pay for your crimes," I told her triumphantly.
"No way!"
She laughed, then backed away toward the edge of the rooftop railing. Before I could understand what that sentence meant, Belle suddenly threw herself from the rooftop to the ground. Immediately, I rushed over to stop her. I tried my best to hold Belle's arm tightly. In a little while, she would fall from the 67th floor to the ground.
"Let me go! Isn't this what you want? Let my death end this!"
Belle screamed, and then struggled to get free.
Right.
She was right. After all that happened, I used to wish Belle would just disappear from my life. A thought quickly crossed my mind. Should I let go of her arm to use her death to solve everything? But then I quickly realized that thinking was wrong. We cannot use death to correct the mistakes we have made. I tried to convince Belle. She and I were both wrong in this. All our lives we had been chasing fame and then we were drowned by it. But it was not too late to start over. There were very few people who had the courage to admit their own mistakes or the determination to correct them. After listening, Belle began to calm down. Taking advantage of that opportunity, I dragged her back to the rooftop. A moment later, Sam and the police showed up. They caught Belle and escorted her away. Belle was convicted and returned to a mental hospital. As for me, after this incident, I completely stopped my acting career. I got a more suitable job and started my life again. I also reached out to Alula, my ex-girlfriend, to beg for forgiveness. I hoped she would give me a chance to make up for the mistakes I had made. Luckily, Alula agreed. Now, step by step, we are building our happy future together.